Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you today. How the heck are you? Getting some heavy weather around here, so if you hear some of that or if it disrupts my conversation with you, I apologize for that in advance. That happens from time to time when the weather gets really bad, and, you know, it's about there. No big deal. I'm not afraid of anything. I'll let you know that up front. Got a great lineup for you today. Great program lined up for you today, I should say. George the Mad Ogre Hill is going to be here in just a couple of seconds. Before I go to him, I have to comment. I have monitors going in the Crossbreed Holster Studios all the time. The safest radio station in all of America, I can promise you that, or studios, I should say. Oh, I have a Glock 43 today, by the way, if you're interested. And that 686 of mine, that new Smith & Wesson 7-shot, 357, 7-rounder, is always within arm's reach. And it is. I can touch it right there. There it is. I can caress. That's beautiful. Love that thing. But as I watch the monitors today, the whole thing going on with the Republican Party just fascinates me. It absolutely fascinates me. These establishment politicians just don't get it. Paul Ryan doesn't get it. The rest of them just don't get it. They think, and listen, I'm Republican. I mean, you know, I've got a great email to read. Who's really what? The Republican Party has been the only party that has been home to my conservative views for years. What's my alternative? Vote socialist? I don't think so. And of course, I've never agreed with everything inside the Republican Party. But I look at the monitors today. I'll go back to that in just a moment. But I look at the monitors today, and now they're talking to Dan Quayle. Dan Quayle. Who cares what Dan Quayle thinks about anything? Good heavens. I mean, they're just stretching, man. They're reaching for anything. Dan Quayle. Remember Dan Quayle? Yeah, if you're a certain age, you do. Mocked by the media for years and years and years. I don't care what Dan Quayle thinks anymore. Mitt Romney still out there harassing Trump? Who cares what Mitt Romney thinks? Two-time loser. Trump needs to close the lid on these people. And, you know, we go to Paul Ryan and all this good stuff. Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House. Look, the establishment got their clocks cleaned in the primaries, and they had better start figuring that out. It's just the whole thing is just, it's fun to look at. It's fun to watch. And it's going to be even more fun. But I sit here and I scratch my head. You know, here, Dan Quayle on GOP. Who cares about Dan Quayle? My God, I don't want to hear what George Bush has to say anymore about it. As I said before, the immature waiter, he's just a bunch of pee-pee pants whiner losers. It's just incredible. I can't help myself. I can't believe I'm watching this stuff.
That's right.
You got to be kidding. I hope Donald Trump went into that meeting with Paul Ryan today and said, here's the deal, Paul. I don't want you lost. Deal with it. And if you don't like something I'm going to do, well, you know, you should have run, pal. Here's what I hope we can do together, and I hope you get on board with me. Now, I got an email. Let me go to George Hill because I want to comment on stuff. It's just, Sean, is your mic live or are you just laughing in my head?
Mark, okay. Let me ask you a question.
Please. This is incredible. Let's have this conversation. Go ahead.
Can someone please explain to me why everybody is going crazy about something that Mitt Romney wrote on Facebook, knowing that he doesn't know how to use Facebook anyway?
No. That's my whole point. No one can explain this. I've never seen anything like this. None of us have. The fact that Mitt Romney, a two-time loser, gets airtime at all is just incredible. Why is anybody reporting on this guy? It's
because
we gotta dig back to Dan Quayle. The guy can't spell potato. Obviously, I'm old enough to remember this stuff, right? Tomato, tomato, potato, potato, E, no E. You know, I mean, this is just incredible. We have got a Democrat candidate for president who made up her own terminology about what the Federal Bureau of Investigation is doing. It's not the Federal Bureau of Security Inquiry. It's FBI. She's being investigated. There is a criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton.
Major.
And she says it's not. It's a security inquiry. That director of the FBI, Comey, just yesterday said, I don't even know what that means, security inquiry. I've never heard of that before. It's an investigation. And no one seems to care. Half of America will vote for this. It is really, really, truly astonishing. Let's go to George Hill, the Mad Ogre. George, I am kind of didn't really want to go in that direction, but I'm looking at the monitor and I see Dan Quayle's mug up there and I'm thinking, really?
Well, it's all about the establishment trying to maintain being the establishment.
There you go. It's power. It's a power play.
It's
of course
power.
We know.
It's the party looking after the party. They don't care about the American people. They care about their party because their party, if they maintain control, they get more money. That's what it comes down to, my friends. As always, follow the money.
That's what it's always about, my friend. You know, let's go to an email. George, I got an email from somebody that said, disappointed. I want you to take a listen to this. This is funny stuff. I love getting emails. Please, mark@armedamericanradio.org. There's more stuff there. Please, please, please write me and tell me what you think. I love to hear this stuff. All right. Excuse me. This comes from JDD, and it was subject line was disappointed. I think JDD's corresponded with me before. Hey, Mark, I do like your show, but lately I've felt that it is a bit more lackluster. I can't explain it. Maybe you are spreading yourself too thin with the new Daily Show. I'll wait. Just try to get through this thing. I wish there was a setting in the podcast so I could just receive your Sunday show. So let me answer that the first two couple lines. If you don't like the Daily Show, don't listen to it. It's real simple. So just skip through it. Don't listen to it. But you can't help yourself because you do like it. See, but you just skip through it. It's real simple to do. We made it easy for you. And he says it seems to be more lackluster. Let me explain I don't know what he means by lackluster. Here's the deal. This is a different show than the weekend show. There's more commentary on this program. It's not as guest heavy and weekend heavy as the monster broadcast is. It was designed that way. So we want to make that point clear to JDD. Anyway, I am a Cruz supporter, as he is the only, in capital letters, constitutional conservative that ran. In my estimation, he is the only choice we had to save this country. The attitude you gave about him getting out of the race with your humor turned me off even further. Let me stop there. First of all, I think he's referring to getting out of the race with my humor. Let me read, George. Quit interrupting me, George.
I'm just listening. I'm hoping the emailer has a point.
Well, he does, but I'm going to bury it. Hold on a second. Just stop interrupting me. I have to get through. See, my head just goes with all this stuff. I just got answers for all this stuff, and I can't just – my brain's thinking ahead of myself. That's why I never sleep, you know? It amazes me how you supported the establishment knucklehead Bush, and then you moved on to Trump. Okay, keep reading. Trump is a wild card. He is a progressive that has supported progressive politics and anti-gun politicians throughout his career. He's become wealthy largely through his entertainment personage, and not is impeccable business decisions. So I'm guessing that should be not his, you know, great business decisions is what he's referring to. There's some typos here. He started with money and then made more. Yes, he did hire people around him, but he is biddable and does not seem to have many internal principles. He was given the nomination by the media and Washington establishment. Okay, I have to stop there. No, I can't. This recent convert to Republicanism light has been lauded for the deals he will make. I don't want deals with the likes of Charles Schumer, Mark. In the past, he supported a ban on assault rifles. In quotes, and JDD, thanks for putting that in quotes. That was not lost on me, by the way. I appreciate that. He has recently hired a former employee and will have trouble winning the general election now that he is moving left and will further erode his base, which really was only about 35%. And with that, it was because of his misrepresenting who he really was and in playing on the American anger. You are a sort of guy that votes Republican, even though Republicans are largely old-time Democrats these days, and Democrats are socialists. Wonder where he got that. You would jump to support that idiot governor of Georgia and then poo-poo him once you finally recognize he is a politician, should I say unprincipled politician first and foremost. You and many others have been deceived into believing that Trump is the answer. Yes, Cruz lost. But he lost due to a dishonest media that gave Trump coverage 24-7 and attacked Cruz nonstop. He lost because the Republican establishment entertained and prodded a number of lesser stature candidates to run and split up the votes and he would have otherwise gotten to put him over that genius juggernaut Trump, who has only about 35% of the Republicans' votes, hardly a decisive win. Mark, I'll skip a little bit to go to the end. Mark, you have underestimated our enemy to freedom, and I am finding it harder to listen to you because of your lack of credibility and focus. When we come back, I'm going to rip into this email like it was a great steak because it was handed to me on a sizzling platter. We'll be back right after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 $1,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, let's go back to the Crossbreed Holster Studio Hotline. George the Mad Ogre Hill is with me. George, let's start tearing into that email like it was a great piece of steak. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know what?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm like him. You know, I was a Ted Cruz supporter, too. You know, I was a Ted guy. I appreciated his deep constitutional respect. I really appreciated that. And I was very optimistic. Any one of this gang of 16 would have been better than Obama. Any one of them would be better than Hillary Clinton.
Okay, well, then let's use that as a premise then. Let's use that as a premise. Stop right there. Let's use that as a premise. That's a base. Let's go from there. That's the baseline, all right? Let's address some of the points in the interview. The show's more lackluster. I already explained that. You know, whatever he thinks, that's good. Don't listen to the program if you don't like the Daily Show. That's a beautiful thing. It's called freedom. You know, change the dial. Anyway, I'm a Cruz supporter, as he's the only constitutional conservative that ran. He is, in his estimation, the only choice we had to save this country. The attitude you gave about him getting out of the race with your humor turned me off even further. Well, JDD, no offense, but I don't care. I simply don't care whether that turned you off any further. And I don't mean any disrespect by that, but I don't care if you agree with everything that I say. I gave up trying to please everyone years ago because it's impossible to do. Because I'm going to read another letter after yours that is completely opposite of yours, you see. So I don't care. I don't give a hoot. Let me just say that in a friendly way. I'm not meaning any disrespect. But I don't give a crap that it turned you off. Let me tell you what turned me off. I gave Ted Cruz an endorsement on my radio program. Only days later to find Ted Cruz blame Donald Trump's words for the actions of pre-planned communist anarchist troublemakers in Chicago who didn't want him to speak. That turned me off. As a result, I withdrew my official endorsement of this program from him because I believe Donald Trump's right to free speech should have been defended by the constitutional conservative Ted Cruz as solidly as his Second Amendment rights are defended by Ted Cruz. And I was disappointed by that. And if you don't like that, well, tough. I couldn't care less if you like that or not. Has Donald Trump been all over the board? Yes. Let me make something very clear here. You will never find an endorsement of Donald Trump on this radio program. What I said was I would endorse, after I pulled my official endorsement of Ted Cruz, I said I would endorse the Republican nominee. And I am. I am endorsing Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump, as George the Mad Ogre said, going back to George's comment, is far better than Hillary Clinton. Now, if you want to waste your vote and flush it down the toilet on some third-party dope like Gary Johnson, go ahead and do it. But don't tell me that you supported this election, our Second Amendment freedoms, by flushing your vote down the toilet. Let me tell you something and give you some cold, hard facts, whether you, JDD, like this or not. Ted Cruz didn't lose because of a dishonest media that gave Trump 24/7 coverage. He didn't lose because, quoting you, Republican establishment entertained and prodded a number of lesser stature candidates to run and split up the votes. He lost because Donald Trump had millions more votes than he did. Period. That's the mathematics behind it, JD. Whether JDD likes it or not, Ted Cruz lost, as did 15 other people. And here's another fact that JDD might not like. Whether you care about it, I don't care what you think about it. It is what it is. 2 + 2 = 4. I don't care if you want it to equal 5. The fact of the matter is that Donald Trump won more Republican votes in a Republican primary ever in the history of the Republican Party ever. I don't care whether you like that or not. That is simply a reality. Now, as far as underestimating our enemies of freedom, you find that I've underestimated my enemies of freedom, the enemies of freedom? Well, the only thing I have to say to you then is I don't know what radio program you're listening to, but you're clearly not listening to this show, where I remind listeners day in and day out to keep their eyes open, sleep with toothpicks under their eyes, and all we do is call out the enemies of freedom on this program. But I do appreciate the email very much. Thanks for sending it. As I said, I meant nothing personal, no personal disrespect there. But that's the beauty, JDD. See, George, here's what I took away from JDD's email. I'm right. Everybody else is wrong. You all suck. And as far as JDD's concerned, we shouldn't even have an election, dude. It's over, you know? So I can't wait to have this conversation with JDD's email after the elections. Did I misspeak anywhere, George? You want to comment on that?
You know, you talked about throwing away your vote on third-party candidates. This kind of dialogue always starts up at this point in the election cycle, you know, where people don't like the they don't like the nominee. So I'm tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. So I'm going to vote third party. Well, if you do that, you're not voting for the lesser of third evil. You're actually voting for the greater of the two evil. So if you don't like Donald Trump and you're not voting for Donald Trump, you're saying I accept Hillary Clinton.
Well, has there ever been the lesser of two that hasn't been the lesser of two evils? Maybe one in my lifetime, and that would be Reagan. But other than that, politicians are the lesser of two evils. So JDD, come on, man, get your head together. Get out of your JDD. Everything's right, and you know you're not right. Ted Cruz lost because he got his clock cleaned by Donald Trump. And whether you like that or not, that's a fact. So go back and listen to the previous shows and understand where you're coming from. Go ahead, George.
Exactly. You know, until there is a third-party candidate that gets the media attention, that gets the media coverage, and gets the millions of people out to rallies and fill stadiums at their rallies, until there's a third-party candidate like that, don't even talk to me about a third-party candidate during a general election. They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the background. They don't have the senators, the congressmen, the school board members, the governors. They don't have the infrastructure for a general election background. So you guys, with the third-party candidates, can just stick it because I'm tired of hearing it. It is splitting the vote. That's why Al Gore lost Florida and lost the general election. We wouldn't have Bush. We'd have Al Gore. But thanks to the split voting of the third party, thank you, Green Party, Al Gore lost. Thank goodness for third parties. But that's what they do. They make your guy lose.
Let me go over to one more comment before I move over to another email. We're going to have to do it after the break. We're running out of time. But he says, I support Republicans, even though Republicans are largely old-time Democrats. You would jump to support that idiot governor of Georgia. Let me explain something to you, JDD. Would you prefer I vote for the Democrat? You see, this is just stupid talk, with all due respect. The Republican Party holds, at least is the party that at least holds conservative values. Now, are we fighting inside the Republican Party? Yeah, nobody's ever going to agree all the time. So I assume, JDD, that I should vote Democrat, or I should sit out and be that boneheaded idiot that votes third party, right? That's what I should do? Sorry, your email, while I respect everything you say, is filled with boneheadedness that needed to be addressed. Okay? It's pretty simple. All politicians.
It's naivety.
Thank you very much. We understand that all politicians are politicians, and that's why Americans are speaking up now through Trump. It's why your candidate got his clock cleaned, whether you like it or not. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 $1,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Aren't you glad to know that Ryan had a really nice meeting with Donald Trump today? I'm glad to know that. Good heavens, man. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, welcome back to the show, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. How you doing, bro? George, we got you. Come on back. Break time's over. Where are you, George? Playtime is over, George. He doesn't realize he's back yet. Let me read you another email until George comes back. Just a little feedback. Hi, Mark. And I'm going to skip some of the other. It was something about, I had asked about noise levels, but I don't want to go into all that. Let me read you this. Hi, Mark. Just a little feedback.
Back, sorry.
There he is. I love the show. I just wish all of America in huge black bold letters. I don't know how he did that. He must have changed fonts. Just a little feedback. I love the show. I just wish all of America was able to hear what you and your guests have to say. Then maybe we wouldn't be in the mess that we are in. I keep waiting for the billionaires that love their Second Amendment rights and that are willing to donate millions to counter Bloomberg, Gates, and the media. Thanks for all you do. God bless. That's from Jeff. So a little bit different from JDD. One guy over here disappointed. One guy over here. That's what I'm talking about. That's the beauty of what I do. I love it. So keep sending me the emails. I love hearing from you. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Hey, George, we got some other stuff going on here. I have to make a comment on this, and then I want to move on.
Okay, right.
Did you see George Zimmerman put his gun that was given back to him, that was used in the Trayvon Martin incident back in February of 2012, he put that gun up on gunbroker.com to sell. A couple things that came to mind. He just got the gun back from the Justice Department, which in my book is a crime in and of itself. That's his personal property. He was found not guilty by a jury of his peers. Now, let me make this very clear to you listening to this program. I don't give a hoot what you think about George Zimmerman. I don't care. That's not what this is about. The discussion is not about what you think. Here's the facts. We'll go back to the JDD facts, okay? George Zimmerman was found not guilty after a dog and pony show trial, a persecution, a political persecution. I don't care what you think about that. He was found not guilty by a jury of his peers, a mixed race jury of his peers, who under Florida law acquitted him, whether you like that or not. And that needs to be said. And I defend that on Armed American Radio. George has been a guest on the program a couple times. He's called in. And I don't care what you think about it. We talk about what is, not pie in the sky crap. That's why we didn't discuss that case for 17 months on this show, while everybody else was out there throwing around all kinds of garbage and this, that, and the other thing, and the phony punditry and all the other garbage that went with it. And yes, gun programs of this nature did the same thing. I was very disappointed in them for doing that, because they had no clue what was happening, and they weren't there. We showed some respect there and didn't even talk about the case for 17 months. That was my decision to do that, and I stand by that decision. And I believe I was proven right when the whole dog and pony show was over. So I don't care what you think about George Zimmerman, but he put his gun up on gunbroker.com. That's his own personal property. It was supposed to go up for auction today. The opening bid was $5,000. Gunbroker came out with a statement today and pulled the gun from the bidding process on their site. Now, I vehemently disagree with that. I understand that Gunbroker has a business to run, and they choose to run their business however they choose to do that. That is entirely up to them. I am not here to blast Gunbroker at all. That's their company. They can do whatever they want to do, and God bless them. That's what I love about this country. Maybe if all you socialists figured it out and got off your butts and started working for yourselves, you'd figure that out too. I'd defend you also instead of take, take, take. So Gunbroker made a business decision that they felt was in their best interest, and that's okay. I don't have to, but I disagree with that business decision. Because I believe George Zimmerman has a right to sell that property. George, go ahead.
I disagree with that too, you know, but they're looking for the safe zone. They're wanting to avoid controversy, and I can see why they'd want to do that. But at the same time, you know, they're Gunbroker. They're already controversial. Then killing the auction is not going to make the Democrats, all of a sudden be their friends. So it makes no sense. It's just taking away somebody's liberty. But at the same time, you know, maybe it's because, holy crap, it's a Kel-Tec for $5,000. You know, nobody wants to do that. No, that's not right. That's not right. Maybe $500, but $5,000? Come on. It's a little excessive, Zimmerman.
Well, you know, there's somebody out there that may have paid it. The fact of the matter is the market should have been able to run its course, and I believe that he has the right to sell his personal property and choose to do that. Now, again, I'm not blasting Gunbroker.
I agree, and I'm just poking fun at Kel-Tec.
Yeah. I don't want to give Kel-Tec any crap. I like them. I have a number of their guns. Listen,
I like
look,
him too.
Here's the bottom line here. Zimmerman was acquitted. He's got his property back that should have never been confiscated unlawfully, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. It should have been given back to him as soon as he was acquitted,
right.
Period. Or at the very least, totally when the Justice Department decided they weren't going to do anything because they themselves. Now, if you don't think Eric Holder would have gone after Zimmerman if he, come on. And the fact that he didn't is more proof positive. Now, I don't care what you think about the case. I don't care anything about that. It doesn't matter to me. I don't want to get you can tell me all day long that you think this or you think that. No, it's not the point of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, right? We have an American citizen who had personal property confiscated because of the court proceedings. Once the court proceedings were over, the property should have been returned immediately. Period.
And we've got authorities in Atlanta, Georgia, that are holding on to people's property down here and blatantly, willfully violating Georgia law. That gun should have come in. And if he wants to sell it, then it should have been sold. I'm disappointed that gun broker didn't allow that to happen and just allow themselves to do what they do and be gun broker and facilitate the sale. So I'm not – gun broker, I believe, is not taking sides. They, like you said, George, they just, you know, hey, they made a business decision and that's fine. But here's the deal. The reason I mention this is because it is so sad that in America we are here where we are today, that an individual can be acquitted of a crime no matter how notorious the media made the case out to be, no matter what. And that there are Americans out there who would still threaten and deny justice, even though justice was rendered in the case in our court system, whether you agree with it or not, period. So I just wanted to say that. I have the utmost respect for gun broker, and it's sad that they themselves are put in a position that they have to even to make a decision like that. That's just sad of where we are. It's a sad part of where we are in America today. But I wanted to get that out there because, it is making news, and we wanted to talk about it.
And here's the other great thing about America. George Zimmerman can just go to, like, Auction Arms or one of the other sites and use somebody else. Hey, where's the ACLU? I mean, if this was, if Zimmerman was wanting to sell, a gay cake, he would have no problem with this, because people would go to bat for him. But this is a gun, so, unfair treatment or opinion or bias, it's okay because this is a gun and it's George Zimmerman.
Well, let's go to the New York Post today. The New York Post has a piece up. George Zimmerman selling gun used to kill Trayvon Martin. Now, here's the photograph that the New York Post put up. They have three photographs included in this little underneath the headline here. They have a picture of the Caltech up in the top right. Then over on the full left side, they have a picture of Trayvon Martin at 12 years old. And then on the bottom right under the Caltech, they have a picture of George Zimmerman looking up with a smile on his face. And if you look at the photograph, it looks like he's looking up and smiling at Trayvon Martin when he was 12 years old. They don't show the adult Trayvon Martin. This is the whole thing I'm talking about. This is the bias. This is where we are in America, and it's pathetic. It is absolutely pathetic that the media gets away with continuing to do this. But hence why Donald Trump is where he is, JDD, whether you like it or not, pal. Okay, things are changing, and people are going to take some things back, I do believe. And the media did a big disservice to themselves over the last 7.5 years of this clown in the White House. They outed themselves to a degree that their credibility is shot permanently. It will be generations before the mainstream press in this country ever has any credibility back, if ever again. And I sincerely mean that. When we come back from the break, George, I want to go over some things with you back. I did a column years ago with humanevents.com. Let's talk some gear. I want to give you the four criteria for a perfect concealed carry gun, and I want you to break it down and analyze it. Sound fair?
Sounds good.
See you right after the break. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this with George the Mad Ogre Hill.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
You know, it's a sad testament in America today that the mainstream media has not only has the power, but would actually act upon it. That in and of itself speaks volumes, but it's a sad testament to where we are in this country today that the mainstream media in America has the power, as they did with George Zimmerman, to go after him until his life is destroyed. Even after he was vindicated and acquitted by a court of law, something that they claim they all want, justice, and they all wanted justice. When justice was served, they didn't like the outcome. They continued to destroy his life. That an American business like Gunbroker, a highly respected business, a business I have tremendous respect for, and I have done business with them in the past myself, and will continue to do business with them because they're a good business, is in a position that they probably more than likely made a business decision based on the fear of the power of the mainstream media and made a decision to not do what they do as a business in this case. It's pathetic. It's just a sad testament of where we are in this country. George, I want to go to you quickly. We'll change the subject here. Back years ago, I wrote a piece for Guns and Patriots over at the over at Human Events, and it was titled Top 10 Concealed Carry Guns, and it was my own personal list of favorites. This column became one of the most widely read columns in Human Events history. And the top 10 lists always do that. But the only author that week, and the list included Ted Nugent, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, and others. The only author that week that bested my readership on that column was Ann Coulter. And that was only because Ann cheated and sent it out to her, you know, list of 500,000 followers. That's why. But let's go here. I made 4 points. And it was printed back in 2010, but hard to believe. Let me read it. As far as I'm concerned, a concealed carry gun must, number 4, be simple to use, point and click, squeeze and bang, no levers, locks, bells, or whistles, nothing that makes you think beyond pulling a trigger. This is a gun. It should be simple, and you should not have to worry about running a system, in quotes, when your life or the lives of your loved ones are on the line and immediate action is required. Now, George, we got to go quick because of time, but give me a quick synopsis of my number 4. Be simple to use, point and click, squeeze and bang. What do you think?
You know what? I don't remember the specific guns on your list except for the number 1.
Well, number 1, I'm going through the criteria now, not the guns.
Oh, okay.
But I'm talking, I'm just the criteria for the CCW guns.
Being simple to use, so under stress, you're not thinking about the gun. You know what? I agree with that. I agree with that 100% because in teaching tactical classes, the guys with the more complicated guns, and by complicated guns, I'm talking specifically manual safeties. Those guys, they need more training, they need more practice, because from what I've seen, and Rob Pincus and other instructors would agree with me, you'll see the guys that come out of the holster, they get on target, and they crush the trigger, no bang, because they forgot to disengage that manual safety. So because of that, you know, a lot of guys are saying, hey, you know, maybe this might be a handicap.
And all right, so be simple to use, point and click, is that works. All right, let's go to number 3, power. Again, what I'm talking about is my 4 criteria that a good CCW gun must meet. It must meet these 4 criteria. My number 3 was power. All guns are powerful. Don't believe me? Stand in front of your little .22 long rifle and have someone pull the trigger. What? I didn't think so. This is one area where I will challenge conventional wisdom. No one wants to get shot by any gun of any caliber, especially criminals. Yes, you should always carry the largest and most powerful caliber that you can comfortably carry and shoot. If that happens to be a .22, good for you and bad for whomever is on the receiving end. What do you think of that one, George?
You know, I agree. I have my own personal minimums, you know, that I'm comfortable with. I'm a big gun guy. I like big guns, and I'm going to carry, Elmer Keith loads whenever possible. On my hip right now, at this very moment, a .45 auto. The SIG 45 auto doesn't have a manual safety, but I love my SIG. I love the 45. I like shooting wrecking balls. You know, if I'm going to hit something, I want to hit it as hard as possible to show I really care.
All right, so that fits with the yes, you should always carry the largest and most powerful caliber that you can comfortably carry and shoot. And if that happens to be a .22, good for you and bad for whoever is on the receiving end. And what I'm saying there is, don't be afraid to carry that .22. Maybe you've got a handicap. Maybe arthritis keeps you from you know, comfortably and safely handling a larger firearm like George's SIG or a Glock 17 or something in 9mm of that size. If that's the .22, then good for you. It's better than the 17 sitting in your safe. Let's go to number 2.
Exactly. It beats
reliability.
It beats harsh language.
Of course it does. Reliability is number 2. You can carry the coolest custom gun in the world, but if your choice of handgun doesn't go pow when your booger hook squeezes the bang switch or the shot goes wide left like a peewee football field goal attempt, it's worthless. Your gun must be reliable, and be reliable, I mean reliable right out of the box. George, take it away. We've got about another 3 minutes.
This is your parachute. This is what you use. This is what you pull when all your plans go wrong, when all your systems, when everything goes downhill, you pull out your parachute. You've got to rely on it 100%. If it doesn't work 100%, you are selling yourself short. Use a different gun. Use a different firearm. But reliability, that is the first and foremost criteria above caliber, above accuracy, above brand, or above whatever your buddy said. It's got to be reliable no matter what.
All right, now this is one area I'm going to go to my number 1, and I could have interchanged 1 and 2, and I wrestled with that, and I'll tell you why I picked this as number 1 instead of reliability. Number 1 I put is comfort. This is another area where I was also willing to challenge conventional wisdom. We've all heard the words that a gun isn't meant to be comfortable, it is meant to be comforting. To me, personally, that's old school. Nowadays, it can be both. It's no longer necessary to lug around a 2-pound hunk of steel with only 7 rounds. And then in parentheses, I put, unless you want to. That's your choice.
Exactly.
But comfort. Here, George, before we get your comment to close out, why I put comfort was because if it's not comfortable to you, it doesn't matter if it's reliable, it doesn't matter what the caliber is, and it doesn't matter if it's simple to use. If it ain't comfortable, you ain't going to have it. Go ahead.
Exactly. And really, this isn't so much a function of the gun itself, but really it's a reflection of how you carry that gun and what you carry that gun in. And this is why having Crossbreed as a flagship sponsor is so awesome, because with a Crossbreed, you can carry anything you want, and it will be very comfortable to carry. Now, if it's something that is just really heavy, and you know, Crossbreed doesn't make a holster for it, this might not be a gun that you'll have with you. You'll leave it at home, and if you leave it at home, it does you no good. But get yourself a good defensive gun and a good caliber that you can hit with that is reliable, and get yourself a Crossbreed holster, and then it will be comfortable. I mean, Mark, how many times have you found yourself taking a nap on the couch with a full-size Glock on your hip?
I tell the story all the time. I tell the story all the time. And that, you know, the comfort factor here, that's my personal choice, is the Crossbreed holster, because it works for me. But,
right.
Okay, what, maybe you carry a gun that Crossbreed doesn't make a holster for. As long as it's comfortable for you, that's what matters. If the gun isn't comfortable for you to carry, and a 7-pound, you know, hunk of steel, all right, I'm exaggerating, you know, I'm embellishing here on purpose. But if the big 1911 in the pigskin or sharkskin holster, which looks great, it's such an awesome rig, isn't comfortable for you to carry, nothing else is going to matter because you're not going to carry the gun. Now, it's interesting, George, the three guns or the top two guns on my list when I counted down from 10 down to 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Was number one, number two was the 380, or excuse me, the 38 snub nose. And number mm-hmm. one, I thought I was going to catch a lot of flack for it, was my little North American Arms Minis. They're wonderful. But anyway, I digress. We're out of time. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, thanks for being here, brother. Love your commentary as usual. See you on the Monster Show. You've been listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. You guys and gals, never leave your caves without your club. We'll see you tomorrow because we're going to do it all over again.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.